We have to brace ourselves for a longer storm of global political instability.
I've just given my approval to the government's spending plans, as contained in the latest budget. These are bracing times. They say a week is a long time in politics. But think of the last 3 weeks in global politics, how the world has changed, and how much more troubled it has become.
For every week that the war in the Middle East continues and the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, the greater the risk of a major downturn in the global economy, as well as of higher inflation and cost of living problems everywhere. Yet these economic problems are not the gravest risks. We have to brace ourselves for a longer storm of global political instability. We've seen in the last few years growing resort to wars and destruction as ways to settle rivalries and differences. There has been open disregard for the UN Charter, as well as international humanitarian law, which was established to protect ordinary people in conflicts. So one way or another, we are looking at a more fragile world. But even as we navigate this world as a small nation, we have some strategic advantages in Singapore. We have built up reserves that will help us deal with major crises, as we've done before. We have Singapore budgets that enable us to invest boldly in every skill and capability and to preserve some finances for future needs. And we are held in high regard around the world, enabling us to diversify our trade and sources of energy, to build new relationships, and to deepen cooperation with our existing partners. That must remain the Singapore way. Always be prepared for a world where things may not go as we hope. Invest in the future for every Singaporean. Contribute to the global good. And stand up for what we believe in: a fair, open, and humane world order.